This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allowed 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Only one place can dissect today's pressing headlines.
You see that right there? That mean I got Sin Rorty.
The Big Man Barbershop.
Sin Rorty.
105.7 The Fan.
Just make it go away, please. For the love of God. Can we stop with this?
Still a great song.
This is just go away. What are some local sports traditions that you don't care for? This would be number one for me. I'm so sick of this song. It's like somebody said it before, like when they had Who Let the Dogs Out and they wouldn't stop playing it. Yeah. That's what this song has become for me. This is my number one tradition that I'm sick of.
It feels like everybody took it.
But yes.
The Ravens use it. The Bills use it. The Lions use it. It started in Belgium from what I heard.
When the Orioles are rallying, you'll hear the crowd go, oh, stop.
Yeah.
That's, think of something else. And you have one. It's funny because
I got a good one too.
It was between the one I actually picked and the one you picked.
Yeah, this one, it just drives me out of my mind.
I love this.
You're from West Virginia.
I hate it. I
can't.
I don't like it.
Can't.
I love it.
Days are all filled.
You guys can go to hell.
This is one of the most urban areas in the country.
And you're playing Thank God I'm a Country Boy.
Yeah. This is Baltimore.
It's a great song.
Listen to it on your iPad.
Huh?
Listen to it on your phone. Put it on your headphones.
Wild Bill Heggie dancing to this. Come on,
man. Van Rose is a great song. That doesn't fit either.
That's my favorite song of all time.
That's why I said it.
I'm jerk.
Yeah. This song drives me crazy. This is nothing to do. I know it was, I can't remember the play. One of the players liked it in the 70s. They kept it. And like, this doesn't fit here. This is Baltimore. Everyone lives in a city. It's like, it's not a country area, but it's in the middle of a state. It's the biggest city in the state. It's the opposite of the country.
Even if you're traveling from other areas, those areas are urban areas where you're traveling
yes.
from
well,
to come here.
I know, I get that. But again, like, so how, and forgive me if this sounds stupid, but like, speaking of what it looked like here in the 70s and the 60s, when did this start?
The 70s.
So what did the city look like then? Was it
still urban?
Still very urban? Was there not like...
Yeah, there were more people.
Yeah.
Okay, well, I'm a country boy.
It was a much bigger city.
53%. By 1970, white Americans were 53% of Baltimore's population.
Boom, roasted.
And how big? Do you have the population size?
I can find that.
Wait a minute. We talking about city or we talking race here?
What
are we talking
about? It says white Americans
what,
were 53...
What does white American have to do with it being a big city?
But he's saying that it's all white people that liked the song. He's saying it's an urban right. city and it's mostly black people. Black people aren't going to want to listen to them. Thank God I'm a country
I've
boy.
I've seen black country. Well, I'm not saying that word. I've seen people from. You know what? Here's mine. And I don't know if it's going to be at the top of everyone's list. It's a time honored tradition.
Mm-hmm.
It's when Rosedale Christian runs a score up on his opponent.
And this a tradition unlike any other.
Yeah. And again, as soon as we can start betting on high school basketball, I've got an in for that too now.
Start.
How cute. Jesus.
What an ass.
Time-honored tradition. Aww. You know where it started? At Mount Caramel.
I've heard, yeah.
Who took that tradition there?
Oh, my God. Man.
Are there any other
ones?
There's
nothing sacred around here. Look at Bill Belichick doing all Ryan Clark orders.
What the hell is he doing?
I'm sorry, we're watching the NFL.
No, you know why? Ryan Clark dressed up as him for Halloween. People were pissed off about it, saying that he went in whiteface.
Are you kidding?
Even though it's like a mask, so that's why he dressed up like him.
That's funny, though.
If you Google it, you'll see Ryan Clark as Bill Belichick. You'll see it's almost a mask. It's makeup, mask. It kind of looks like, you know, what the Wayans brothers did in White Chicks.
Okay. And people were upset about it.
Yeah, it's like, all right.
So Belichick said, let me borrow a jacket.
That's why he looks so funny, man.
Right. Belichick, for those of you, I'm sorry, he's wearing a half blue, half gray jacket and one of those collarless
dress shirts.
Do you see it?
Yeah.
That's a, what a way to squash it, though.
So...
Oh, that's funny.
There are some people that are offended by it. What do you guys think?
Can we focus? What are we doing here?
I didn't do this. He did.
Yeah, but
what do you mean? Did you just ignore it?
Save it for later.
Time on the traditions, or I should say local traditions, sports traditions that you don't care for. You really don't have one? Other than Rosedale Christian running up the school?
I mean, when you think about it, look, I love the White Stripes. I love that song.
I like O's during the national anthem.
Yeah. Some people don't. Some people hate that.
When my kids played in Cooperstown, the guy that runs Cooperstown, all the Baltimore people there that yelled O, he said, if any one of you yell O again and talk over the national anthem, I will remove every one of you.
Yeah.
He doesn't want it. And I know there's a lot of people that feel like it's offensive. It doesn't offend me, but if it offends you, that's a you problem. But the things that you guys brought up, I think, are valid. There's nothing else really, like, sports-wise here that stood out to me that I'd say, hey, I hate that. But then again, I don't care about many things.
Yeah, you don't. you have that. You have
it
that.
It doesn't bother me.
Yeah. 410-583-1057 is the number. Do you think that's disrespectful, though, to the national anthem? To yell, oh?
No. Do you understand? I don't think the national anthem should be played at sporting events. I don't.
Interesting perspective.
Well, they pay to have this done. They pay to play the national anthem in the flyovers.
What are the flyovers? I don't think they pay for the national anthem.
I think that's part of the whole deal.
They've been doing that forever before they had flyovers.
But look when it started. I'm saying that. I think that started. Here, I'll look it up.
Look it up.
Make Joe do it.
410-583-1057. That's the number. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. Sports tradition, local sports traditions that you're just quite frankly tired of. You want to see done. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. Again, I said Seven Army Nation. Ed Norris said, thank God I'm a country boy. He doesn't like that anymore. And thank God I'm a country boy was going to be on my list. But I'm so used to it, I felt like, okay, I'll omit that from the list. But when I was talking to somebody about it, they brought up what you said, Jeremy, the O in the national anthem, though. Mm-hmm. They don't like that. Thought it was disrespectful.
And I get that, and some people are going to have it, but... Fact is, like, there's certain things that have gone on at sporting events now that they're trying to, make this, something you're going to do every year, annual, and now some of these things have taken off, but I don't know that they apply to be there. It's weird.
Barbershop topic of the day, what are some of the local sports traditions that you don't care for? Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. Coming up on 7:15 in the a.m., Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan.
Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Ah.
Ah, who?
Werewolves of London.
Ah, woo.
Barbershop topic of the day. What are some local sports traditions that you don't care about? Care for, I should say. Here's one on X. This is from Bo. He says, at Rob Long Sports, the wave gots to go.
Oh, that's a good one.
The wave?
I'm not a fan of it.
I can't believe that's still in existence.
And I hate when the people in my section really get into it, and they're like, come on, stand up.
You give the Kobe Bryant face.
Yeah,
what was that old Jimmy Fallon show? Yeah. When he was showing the guys celebrating.
Yeah. Come on, man. By the way, in what we were talking about, I just found this. It said, In 2009, the NFL was paid by our government to have the players come out to look more patriotic to the public. Before that, they just sat in the locker room getting ready for a game. So that's part of this,
right?
And what's been going on. But what we were talking about, at certain patriotic events, they don't pay for.
Now, Ed, friend Kathy, she agrees with you. She said, "Country boy sucks."
I'd say, yeah, it just doesn't fit. Like, and other cities seem to do. They make sense, even if, like, you know, they play New York Yankee games.
Yeah.
I get it, obviously. But how does this fit with Baltimore?
I have no idea.
But I'm saying, so at Wisconsin, there are football games and basketball. They play House of Pain, jump around. How does that fit to what you're doing? How does, you know, Metallica being played at Virginia Tech fit?
Let's say this. Country boy goes against what we represent. We're not a country. We're not country area. Urban area.
Okay, I mean, I think there's plenty of urban area, but I think there's plenty of country. I don't know. Whatever. We're arguing over something stupid.
Let's go to Mike in Baltimore. What's up, Mike?
Hey, how y'all doing this morning?
Well, how are you?
I'm good. This is not really what y'all talking about, but the local sports tradition I'm tired of is Harbaugh and his clock mismanagement.
Nailed it. Unreal. It's so bad.
He's going to jab, isn't he?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. At least he's consistent, all right? Give him some credit for that. 410-583-1057 is the number. What you got going on there, Edward?
Just one. In 1975, Mark Belanger suggested a song to Frank Cashin, who was the general manager. That's how it started. He liked the song.
So you guys hate Belanger? I love him.
Didn't say that.
Love the Blade. You guys are just, now you're bashing him for playing this song and getting this damn thing started. I don't understand you people.
Who are you calling you people?
You.
I don't think so.
Mark Belanger was from Pittsfield, Massachusetts. 410-583-1057. Tom and Rising Sun. What's up, Tom?
Morning, fellas. How y'all doing?
Doing well. How are you?
I ain't calling in a while, but I got 2 points, so don't hit me too quick, Rob.
You take your time back. Tell me you got two. Just roll with it. What's up?
All right. Woo! Gotta go. That's horrible.
No, that's Gunnar Henderson's walk-up with Sweet Escape. That's one of the catchiest things going along with what Bryson Stott came out to, where the fans get him. I think it's one of the greatest things.
I got you. What else? What's your other point?
Okay. All right. So, the country boy. Baltimore is urban, but it's surrounded by so many rural areas. I'm in Cecil, Hartford, Howard County was rural, Eastern Shore,
Carroll,
Southern Shore. It's all surrounded by rurals. And
let me ask you a question.
Eastern Shore is 3 hours away.
Exactly. That's what I was about to say. I mean, and Cecil, this is what gets me about Cecil, Tom. You guys don't know whether you want to claim Philly or Baltimore. If there are people up in Cecil who are Eagles fans. What are you? I don't think that's too far to try to connect to what we should have in the state. If you want to play it because you like it, that's one thing. Yeah. But that rational, that's not.
Rob doesn't know.
Come on.
I mean,
you're going to Cecil and Eastern Shore?
Is Columbia really country?
I mean, come on.
I hate Lee Greenwood's I'm Proud to Be an American.
That's the worst.
You don't like that?
Do you know that I just watched this on John Oliver that he changed the words and made it I'm Proud to Be Canadian? And he just, like, changed a few words and then put the different city or different, like, areas, provinces or whatever.
Uh-huh.
It's, what a corny a-hole that guy is.
So why, I'm just curious, why don't you like it?
Oh, it's played out. I mean, it's just been, it's too much. That guy has one song that he just created his own Bible to sell that. Like, what are we doing?
Let's go to Baltimore and get Mark. What's up, Mark?
Hey, what's up, fellas? Good morning to y'all. I hope y'all don't get mad at me for this, man, but the hay is in the barn. I've been trying to figure out what hay is Mark Viviano talking about.
No, that's Jerry Sandusky.
That's something from his childhood.
Yeah. What hay is he talking about?
That's just an old expression. Yeah. My defensive coach in college would say that. We'd have the walkthrough on Friday. At the end, he goes, hay's in the barn, gentlemen.
Yeah, so the work is done.
Yeah, hay's in the barn, go shower up.
Like, I know where it comes from, but I'm with Mark. I don't like it. I don't. I'm not mad at you. I mean, we're not going to get mad at you because you're expressing something about another broadcast. It's not disrespectful. You just don't like
it. It's an opinion.
Yeah.
You can have an opinion.
If you called in and just blasted them, we got to let you go. Let's go to Houston and get Jay. What's up, Jay?
What's going on, fellas? I hate that country boy song. Let me tell you, I live in Houston now, man, and nobody here even walks around with cowboy hats and stuff on. So the head there sounds crazy to me. And it's absolutely ridiculous, man. They need to get rid of that song. The guy from Cecil County, that's not even Baltimore.
But to be a country boy, you don't have to wear a cowboy hat. Hell, like, when you think about it, West Virginia, how many people are wearing cowboy hats?
I don't know. You would know. Hang on. Houston. I'm glad he made that point. Mm-hmm. It's in Texas, so you would think, oh.
Yeah.
It's the fourth biggest city in the country. It's a huge place. Like, it's not country. It's a huge, sprawling urban area.
That's my problem.
Thank God I'm a city boy.
Thank God I'm a country boy. Who are the country boys in the stadium?
I think you guys are overthinking this.
No, I'm not overthinking it.
It's just a song that's played.
I think songs like that should represent the area that...
Well, I just gave you two that doesn't represent anything. Jump Around doesn't represent anything in Wisconsin.
It shouldn't be against what you... I mean, if you're going to play a song about country, it's not a Baltimore song.
Like you brought up Seven Nation Army. What is that... That applies to everyone using it?
No,
that's why he didn't like it.
He didn't like it because it's played out.
I never liked it. But you're right, it is played out. But I never liked it. I wouldn't have picked it had it not been played so much. But I never liked it. Let's go to Connor in Annapolis. What's up, Connor?
Hey, morning, guys. How you doing? I might be in the minority here, but I think the Enter Sandman in the fourth quarter of the Ravens game's got to go. It's not really unique to the Ravens. That's Virginia Tech team thing. And
it's Mariano Rivera's thing.
Yeah, it's Mariano Rivera's. They stole it. I mean, everybody does this. Yeah.
And that made sense. You saw one that fit? When he would come in, Rivera would come in a game. That's it.
Time to go to sleep.
Time to go to bed. Like my favorite walk-up song in the UFC, I can't remember, the Japanese fighter. Time to say goodbye. No one has that kind of. Usually, it's jump around,
something with energy
to pump you up.
Yeah,
but time to say goodbye. Oh, that's brilliant. Like that is,
and it's weird because I'm not saying I don't like the traditions that they have. I just think music applies to how you feel. Like it's something you said was started by an Oriole player that stuck around. I like it.
I don't like it, not at all. Let's go to Danny and Dundalk. What's up, Danny?
Hey, how you doing, guys?
What's up?
Good.
Doing well. How are you?
Doing good. Hey, I just want to say, I think the John Denver song, Thank God I'm a Country Boy, is so funny. I get a good laugh out of that every time I'm there. I'm on Jeremy's side on this.
I'm just curious. Why funny?
I love the John Denver song. I think it's ridiculous in the Baltimore area playing that, but
you agree with Jeremy, but you're kind of saying what Ed and I are saying, that it's ridiculous to play
in the Baltimore.
He also said it's ridiculous to play,
he's
though.
He's not on your side. He's on my side. Shut up.
It's ridiculous. That's the point. It's a ridiculous song to play in the Baltimore area. Let's go to Dundalk and get Kevin. What's up, Kevin?
Hey, guys.
Hey,
what's up?
Do you hear me?
Yep.
Gotcha.
Oh, yeah. Hey, that song, actually, I'm at Dundalk, it's Columbia, but that song that they play on Fridays at the Orioles game, and it's about Baltimore, man, that is the lyrics, the sound, everything about that song is so wrong, man. I hate that song.
Oh, the City Connect song. Okay.
Yeah, the City Connect song. Man, I don't know who okayed that one, but that they can use another one.
What don't you like about it?
Is that the lyrics just doesn't work with the beat, and it just doesn't work together, man.
I don't know. Have I heard this?
Yeah, it's if I'm not mistaken, Joe, it's supposed to be more like spoken word than
It's a spoken word poem called "You Can't Clip These Wings."
So it's not supposed to go with the beat. It's spoken word. It's not rapping.
Did they say you can't clip these wings, Joe? Is that what it said?
I said you.
Okay. You're not clipping our wings. No way. Not happening today, buddy.
I thought it was use.
Use. No. Use. Well, that's... Use like... Now use can't leave.
Let's go to Tony Perry Hall. What's up, Tony?
Oh,
take radio down, please. Yeah, Tony, we miss you, buddy.
Come on, man.
Listen, folks, when you call in, listen to it from the phone. Because that's on time.
Yeah.
If you're listening to it through the radio, there's a delay. And you get,
we have a 2-hour delay, so you know what you're getting.
You get hung up on.
Yeah.
410-583-1057 is the number. World is stupid at 745, but on the other side, Ed Norris, we're going to do the hockey, right?
We are. A lot to talk about. 11 games into the season. A couple of surprises. I'll give you who's come out of the gate fast, including one local team. And some groundbreaking stuff going on in Seattle.
Yeah, really?
Yeah.
We'll do the hockey up next. NHL report with Ed Norris on the Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
And now Geeky. And here's an odd man rush the other way into the slot. Hagels the way back to Geeky! Scores! The rookie, Connor Geeky, makes it 3-0.
The FanDuel Sportsbook? What was that?
FanDuel Sportsnet. They took over all of Bally Sports' all of Bally Sports' stuff. So it was Bally Sports, now it's FanDuel Sportsnet.
FanDuel Sportsnet.
By the way, I love hockey announcers. I think they do such a good job of like the energy on the goals and then just the talk up is great.
Yeah. I mean, that was the 5-2 victory for Tampa Bay. And the guy who actually replaced Steven Stamkos, they talked about yesterday, Jake Guentzel had two goals and a big night. So it's just, the Lightning looked pretty good so far. The NHL's, it's only 10 games in, but you got to remember, this is not a baseball season. It's an 82-game season, not 162. So it's you get a little shape to it. But again, as Joe said when I was talking about the Capitals, yeah, it's early. So, let's not jump the gun here, but the Caps look pretty good. But I'll get to that in a second. I just want to give you a quick top 10 who's starting off the season impressively. At number 10, the Washington Capitals.
Alexei Protas, 1-on-2. Gets it back to the point. Kept alive by Ovechkin. And Ovechkin gets a return. Wrist shot. Score! Alex Ovechkin!
Yeah. Courtesy of ESPN, you heard Ovi. Scored in the... that was a big victory with the New York Rangers 2 days ago. So, but the Caps are number 10 in the power rankings. They start off the season really well. Ovi looks good. He chases Gretzky. Hopefully breaks it. I don't know if he's going to break it this year, but he's going to break that record.
If he stays on this pace, he'd tie it by the end of the regular season.
Yeah. So I just don't know if he's going to do it this year, but he's going to do it, and it's pretty exciting. So the Caps at 10, the Devils at 9, Vegas Golden Knights at 8, the Maple Leafs, kind of the same. The one thing about hockey is it's pretty much been the same teams the last couple of years. They stay fairly consistent. Maple Leafs have been in it. Obviously, the Golden Knights, everybody knows, have won already. Maple Leafs have not won since Christ was a baby, so I don't know what they're doing here. But they're still a very good team. Tampa Bay Lightning, which kind of surprised me. I thought Lightnings were getting older when they have, they pick up Guentzel to pick up where Stamkos left off, just because he's a couple of years younger. But he's playing well. It was always sad to see the captain go, 16 years with the Lightning. They had number 6, Calgary Flames at 5. The Minnesota Wild surprised me at 4. The Dallas Stars, no surprise at 2. The Winnipeg Jets, the number 2 team in the power ranking in hockey. And they're really quietly, I guess because of where they play, they've only lost one game. They're 9-1-0 this year so far. So they're a really good hockey team. But New York Rangers at number 1, despite the fact they're second in their division behind the Devils. Again, with the overtime losses. The Devils have lost 4 games, 2 overtime losses, but they get, 4 points for that, so they're 3 points ahead of the Rangers. But anyway, New York Rangers...
How many points did they get for that?
You get a point for an overtime loss. 2 points for a win. Yeah, it doesn't sit well with me at all. But I'm a little surprised that the Caps are right behind the Rangers with 12 points. And I just, there is one Caps fan in studio.
Jeremy.
Huge Caps fans. Rock Joe, the red, baby.
Rock the red.
Alex Ovechkin.
Ovechkin. Hey. OV. So, are you surprised, Joe? You happy?
No, I mean, obviously, I'm happy about it. Been watching most of the games. It's been, I'm just not in that mode yet. I'm still too into baseball. Obviously, that's over. But with football, it's just not something I really pay attention to until January. Mm-hmm. Last year, they started the first 2 months. They were 17-9, and they finished 40-31.
I know.
So that's I'm really just in it to just watch Ovi try to get the record. Yeah, which I believe.
So what did they finish with 40-31?
They were eighth in the Metropolitan, so they made the playoffs, but then they were swept in the first round.
It's weird that you guys call him Ovi, because me being such a hockey fan, I just call him Alex.
Do you?
Yeah.
Xander?
No, just Alex. It's short for Alexander.
You hang out with him and Putin?
Yeah, both of them.
Well, the one thing I did want to bring up, and this is, I think, interesting to a lot of people, because we have a lot of women out there listening to the show. The Seattle Kraken hired Jessica Campbell. October 8th, first woman coach in the NHL. On opening night, she was on the Kraken bench. She had a long history herself. She played hockey, obviously, for at every level. But she's now coaching in the NHL.
Is there anything for women after college for hockey? Like, there's
the Olympics now stuff like that.
Okay.
And, that was this professional hockey. I mean, they have the Women's Hockey Alliance.
Okay.
There's things, but it's not the same. You know what I mean? It's just not quite the same, obviously. And it just it brings a question. I mean, do you think
she's assistant coach, right?
Assistant coach, yeah. But I wonder, because that is, as sports go, that's as uber macho.
That's the last sport that I would think would hire a female assistant.
Me too.
From the outside perspective,
yeah.
It's like, to me,
that's. I thought it was the NFL.
You thought the NFL?
Yeah.
Yeah,
not me.
I would have thought hockey.
I think, yeah. Because the NFL has been so trying to, ever since the BLM movement, they're trying to really be sensitive. And they do a lot with the gay and lesbian community and stuff.
They hired a woman before the Black Lives Matter move. But
no, I'm saying just the NFL has taken that. They've always tried to be really politically correct.
And to Ed's points, the NFL is so front and center that it has to check every box. Well, hockey isn't. And it's uber male as well, so I thought they would be the last ones.
Do we have women's coaches in the NFL now?
We had some.
When?
The Ravens had one.
Yeah, the Raiders had one, I think, too.
Yeah. Women officials.
I know we've had women officials, but the difference is, and Rob, what Ed's talking about, too, is that you do have women that grow up playing hockey their whole lives.
Yeah.
So it doesn't surprise you. You don't have a lot of people now. I know flag football has kind of grown. You don't have a lot of women coming up playing football.
Well, which she did. She had a very interesting entry into the NHL, because she had this academy, it was Rink Academy. She started a business as a power skating and skill development coach, which, believe it or not, skating is one of it can be real weak. You think guys in the NHL all skate really well. There's different degrees. She started that, and she had her own NHL clients, but she started with the defenseman for the Blue Jackets, Damon Severson. They grew up together in Saskatchewan. So she's got a guy she grew up with, hires him as a client. He brings in a teammate. He brings in a friend from the Kings, defenseman Joel Edmondson. So now she starts building a client base, teaching power skating. So she had that. It was smart. I mean, she brings in a childhood friend to give her an entree into the NHL, and now she's assistant coach with the Kraken. So
and by the way, right now, 15 women hold full-time coaching positions in the National Football League.
But there's this is the other part. All NFL teams are required to have a diverse person, female or member of an ethnic or racial minority, on staff as an offensive assistant in 2022. The other thing, too, with the NFL, you have so many different coaches.
Yeah.
You have an assistant coach for an assistant coach.
Yeah. So that's why I didn't think the NFL would be the last one.
Why?
To hire. Because there's so many coaching positions. And again, as I said before, they're so up front with everything that they have to check every box. They have to. Because they're so popular. 410-583-1057. Thank you very much, Ed, for doing the hockey. Did you have a preseason prediction for who wins it all? I don't remember.
We didn't do it because this is our first hockey segment of the year.
So give us a in-season prediction.
Pain.
Man, I hate to do this, but I really think the Rangers are going to finally do it this year. They're coming out strong. They got a great goaltender. They're playing well right now.
Why do you hate doing it?
Because everybody knows it's my team.
I have no problem picking the Orioles and the Ravens.
Yeah, well, not if they're good. You're right. Yeah.
So do you have the Chargers beating the Jets in the AFC Championship or the other way around, Ed?
Rob had a question.
Who do the Rangers beat? Who do you think they beat?
Probably Winnipeg. I mean, Winnipeg looks really strong. I mean, if I'm going by right now, that's who looks like it's going to take.
That'll be a good
series. I think it's going to be Winnipeg, or I think Dallas comes out of the West.
Winnipeg.
Well, the Jets.
I know you're still betting on the Jets.
Can't help myself.
Come on, man.
I think the Stars may take the West.
Winnipeg versus
that plane don't fly.
Versus the Rangers. That'd be pretty good.
Yeah.
Ed Norris doing the hockey. What's trending at 8:30? But on the other side, we get stupid with Jeremy Kahn.
Yeah, we've got a few fun stories here. We're going to talk about a man that was saying there's a monster under my bed. Well, it wasn't a monster. It was his roommate had been sleeping there for months. We're also going to talk about a woman that, I'll tell you this story. It's crazy.
I got a story for that.
I almost died following a botched surgery in Turkey. I'll tell you how much she spent on just everything. Her breasts were leaking green gunk. And you hear these stories of people that go to other countries for cheaper surgeries and what ends up happening. And lastly, a man, something we've talked about here numerous times, a man that gets perfect revenge on a coworker who kept stealing his lunch. One of my favorite stories. I think you should get the death penalty for stealing
someone's
lunch.
Was it chicken sandwich?
I'll tell you what it was and what he did. He took his moist maker. We do that next in the World of Stupid. All right, let's start off with this. I found my roommate sleeping under my bed. Then he confessed he'd been doing it for months. How creepy is that? A petrified man, 24, sharing the terrifying tale how he caught his roommate sleeping under his bed on Reddit. My roommate staring wide-eyed at me, and he screeched when I looked under the bed. He even tagged him in it. His @slumberling3 is his handle on Twitter. I literally thought I was having a heart attack. They talk about the guy here. It says his roommate of 2 years, Carl, was hiding out under his bed for several months before he noticed. And he confessed he'd been sleeping there a few nights a week for 3 or 4 months and that he was doing it to get closer to me and physically saturate
each closer?
Other. Yeah. Why don't you get in the bed then, weirdo?
Wow.
Yeah. Get up here. What are you doing underneath that bed? The pair agreed to be roommates due to happenstance, but Carl, 24, seemed to make more out of their friendship. This has like, what was it?
Single white female.
I was just going to say single white female, which the makes of this. And all of a sudden he shows up and he starts looking like him. He's wearing the same haircut.
Yeah.
He just shaved a goatee because you have a goatee. It's like Michael and Ryan in The Office. This is creepy. You said you had something to this, something you knew about what was going on, or?
I had a guy sleeping, but he had his roommate was sleeping under the bed, except the roommate was dead.
Oh, so he wasn't sleeping.
Forever he was.
Jeez.
Dirt nap.
With the fishes.
He just left him there until people started calling from the
smell?
Lower apartments because it was leaking through the floor.
It was leaking.
It was leaking.
How do you, that's disgusting.
Yeah.
How do you live with that? That smell has to be, if other people are complaining about it.
It's indescribable.
Do they enjoy that smell?
There's no way in the world. It's
nasty.
It's just revolting.
It is nasty.
But I'm revolting.
Just saying, how do you?
I remember I walked in on one. It was a wellness check. And he was inflated.
Mm-hmm. Mm. And then they leak.
They
blow up and then they...
Yep. I don't have anything in comparison to that except when I was delivering pizzas, if we just want to talk smells, whenever Mrs. Kitty Tinkle would order. Mrs. Kitty Tinkle would always tip you whatever change was left over. So if the bill was $9.97, you're getting a $10 bill.
Right.
And she would always take her sweet time getting her money out of her purse. So she'd invite you in. And as soon as you walk in... It's almost like a cat just pissed directly in your face. The smell is so dank and just, like, it's hard to describe. And then I'm looking around the room, and I think there's dead cats underneath her couch. Many cats. And her floor, when she walked on it, was wavy. Like, it could give out at any moment. Yeah. I'll never forget that smell.
What did she order on her pizza? I'm just curious.
I think she was just a typical like pepperoni pizza.
Anchovies, got to feed the cats.
We got to focus.
Oh, sorry. Focus. Joe's yelling at you? Pizza? All right. Here we go. Let's do this one. I almost died following botched surgery in Turkey. My breasts were leaking green gunk.
Ugh.
It's an influencer who spent more than 500,000 euros on plastic surgery to become the ultimate bimbo. That's what she wanted to do. My life was on the line. I'll show you. Oh, God, look at her ridiculous ass. Jesus.
The ultimate bimbo.
Sophia claims that her life was on the line following surgery in Turkey. It was such a mess, the model said, I literally nearly died as it got so bad. The surgery itself went fine, but as soon as I arrived home, the nightmare began. I had a burning sensation that was unbearable. As I looked down, there was green gunk all over my bandages from where I was leaking. I didn't know what was going on, and I was worried my life was on the line. Let me.
It's funny.
Show you a picture.
The ultimate bimbo. That's who Ed was talking about earlier today.
Yeah. Look at this.
Oh, for love of good. Oh, yeah. Sweet fancy Moses.
Her lips remember
the lady that Jamie Foxx would play on Living Color?
Yes,
Wanda. That's what she looks like. Yes. She looks like Wanda. The lips.
Yeah, I mean, it doesn't get better than any of the other pictures, guys.
In the bathroom. Like, look at that. It looks like she's absolutely fake.
Yeah. So we had what?
The reason.
Kanye West's mom died from plastic surgery, right? Complications?
Liposuction.
And I'm not saying, look, plastic surgery. We all know what happens to a lot of people.
That's what happened to him.
They get...
He paid for that.
By the way, I was listening to him coming in. What a genius that guy.
He was.
And I'm listening to these lyrics and I'm going, what happened?
What happened to you?
His mom.
You used to be beautiful.
Yes, thank you.
Kanye was beautiful, man.
But we've seen this where women get addicted to plastic surgery and then it just takes on a life of itself. And depending on, there are certain women, you get things done, you look amazing and look great for your age. And then all of a sudden, it gets to some point where you just keep doing it and doing it.
Tattoos.
And then
some people get a tattoo, and that's it.
Yeah.
That's it. Everything's tatted up.
But this woman, yikes. All right, let me get to this last story, because this is fun. this man gets perfect revenge on a coworker who kept stealing his lunch. He claimed his coworker had been stealing his lunch for a while now, so he decided to play a harmless prank. I do think this could have went awry, depending on how it affected the guy. When he discovered who the culprit was, he decided to get him back by making him a special meal. The man revealed he made a sandwich for his coworker, complete with extra hot ghost pepper sauce and a generous layer of wasabi.
Ooh.
The post was titled, "My coworker kept stealing my lunch, so I made this special meal." And he said it was happening once or twice a week. Like, who goes to work and goes, man, they keep putting these free meals in the kitchen? Like, if you didn't bring it, it's not yours. You're an a-hole. Like, that person should be fired. That's theft.
Could you tell the background of why this makes you so angry?
Because I bought a chicken salad sandwich from Atwater's, which is absolutely delicious. I don't even like mayo. I don't even like chicken salad. I love that sandwich.
Yeah.
And
apparently.
The sandwich was, I mean, it's like 15, 16 bucks for a whole sandwich. So, and it's big enough to where, like, even somebody like myself, I eat half for lunch one day and then the other half the next day. That son of a bitch ate the whole thing. And I'm looking around like, my name's on it. You know it's not yours.
You have an idea who.
I think I know who did it. I would have committed a hate crime at some point, but yeah, it was.
At the time, you would have known it was a hate crime.
No, I wouldn't have known.
It eventually would become a hate crime.
Yeah, that's who I think did it. That's who I think
really?
Did it. Yes. But I'm not, like, again, pointing fingers. I went into people's offices and going through their trash can. I was ready I was standing on business, Rob.
You should.
I was ready to fight somebody on the spot if I found out you stole my sandwich. I think it's just so uncalled for. Like, you forgot
something. But not uncommon.
No, people do it all the time. Yeah. Like, you know what? You have a community ranch bottle in there and you want to put ranch on your salad? So be it. You brought in some creamer today. I bet you don't care if somebody uses it, use all of it.
It's iced coffee, but if you want some, go get it.
Oat milk is expensive.
Yeah.
They use my oat milk.
That's, well.
Oat milk is expensive. It wasn't Kramer because he has his own bottle.
It wasn't me because I don't like it.
It's his own carton.
Yeah.
And that's what I'm like.
I'm just curious.
I'm like, who likes oat milk?
Yeah.
Nobody likes oat milk.
Yeah.
Kramer and I like oat milk. Yeah. That's it.
I've seen people, like, you got to be worried about when you start messing with the food and someone eats it, because I feel like you could get in trouble
for that. Yeah.
Which is just messed up.
I know.
It's not yours. You took it. I remember working at a grocery store, and if a pallet busted up, let's say there was glass around it, even though all the packaging's good in there, they throw all the stuff away. And then even the workers are like, well, why can't we take it home? Because if you take it home and there's some glass in it, then you can sue us for, with a situation like this, you have no business going in there and taking it. You can't walk into somebody else's house and go in the refrigerator and steal a damn sandwich. The hell can you do it at work when it's a community fridge? That's your world of stupid.
Thank you very much, Jeremy Kahn. What's trending at 8:30, but on the other side, Dan Orlovsky called the Ravens defense soft on Wednesday's NFL Live. Do you agree? Also find out what Kyle Hamilton said up next on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget.
Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.